theme.
Oh, so the give whoever's listening to this an idea of what we're going to be talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doggett Club.
Yeah. So there's the theme. Well, I'll start off and just say that I watched part of this show, How I Met Your Mother, a few years ago, and I trailed off probably 2012 or something, and, you know, just stopped watching it. And then I picked it back up just this past few weeks, and I finished it 2 or 3 days ago. And let me just start by saying that...
bring up the rating spreadsheet, Evan.
Let me start by saying that I was disappointed. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that. I was disappointed with that ending. I know that's the cliche thing, and that's what everybody was saying on the internet, is how disappointed they were. I'm one of those people. Not necessarily as disappointed as some people were.
It's
a
network sitcom. It was a network studio sitcom. It
okay, and let's hash that out a little bit, because I feel like, so what? It's a sitcom. I still feel like I invested a lot of time in this fucking show.
It had good jokes. The writing was just really shitty. I mean, like, the joke writing was good, like the gags, like the wah, wah, like typical kind of I Love Lucy sort of stuff that would happen was super funny and irreverent and kind of dumb. And I love dumb. Good dumb. Like, dumb is a good thing. But as far as the story, it was incoherent from kind of the beginning. I mean, a little bit. Just all these beautiful... The only two characters that were as consistent could fucking be was Lily and Marshall.
And
the
they
breakup,
were
the breakup
too.
Thing was handled real well. From beginning to end, they made sense. Ted and Robin, like, when they it ends up that they're together, you're like... Whatever. You know, it's like, okay, let the two old
okay.
people fuck. Whatever, I don't
really,
care.
You really said whatever at that scene?
It was over, and then it was over again.
I mean, it gave me an emotional response.
Yeah.
All of that did. That was, okay, first of all, it's not an awful show. What do we have it rated on our thing here?
On average, it's a 8.12.
Okay, but let's parse that out.
Are you going to change your rating is the question.
I have it at a
7.7.
So Justin has it at a 9. I, Taylor, have it at a 7.7, and Evan has a 7.65. I'm not gonna lower it right
sort
now.
Sort it, Justin.
There's a
just give me the mouse. That's on
sort
you.
Sort it. Sort it.
There's a reason why we all watch the
Get
show.
Ready. It works really well.
Evan,
your mouse sensitivity is.
There's a reason why we all watch the show all the way through.
It's a fine show.
So. With that said, I want to focus on a few things. First, I want to talk about what kind of Evan was just talking about. Before we get to the end of the show, which I kind of touched on right off the bat, I want to talk about the overall show. Like Evan said, he was singling out characters that made sense and maybe some things that didn't make sense.
It was a mean show.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the writing. The writing was fairly lazy in a lot of parts, but it was also sentimental and funny in other parts. And I don't mean that in a lazy way to say that.
Now,
I just mean some episodes were lazy.
Okay, you're talking about single episodes, but single episodes across the board. But what about the flashbacks, flash forwards? Like, do you consider
is that a
high note in the writing?
Yeah, that's a high note in the writing, and that is the high note in the show. That is the highest note I can give the show, is it did editing better than most sitcoms.
Like people say, oh, the mother was an afterthought. I'm like, yeah, but the way they told that little story was neat. The way, like, it showed you stuff and then showed it again later with this perspective, and you're like, oh, shit, oh, because she was dying. Like,
right.
That, for a pretty dumb show, that's a pretty heavy ending.
And to be fair, it's not... just the ending that did that. I mean, the whole show was doing that. All the little things that would happen, oftentimes it would be self-contained in an episode where they would flash forward and the show something, and then they would say, oh, how did we get here?
Yeah.
And then they would show every little thing. Or there were even parts in the show where 10 minutes took a full episode because they would show each room.
Yeah.
I think that took place.
I loved that episode.
Yeah, I forgot. That may have been season 7 or 8 or something. But so there were later. there were some neat episodes in there that were, I thought, innovative. I thought they were in. That's the thing about the show is it was innovative in a lot of ways. And then it was mixed with lazy sex jokes and fat misogyny, fat shaming, just being against, just
like what
a lot of lame
is
stuff.
Is there any interviews with Neil Patrick Harris where he touches on that shit? Like,
oh, that's a good question.
I probably not. That's been his cash cow for a decade. Like, I do wonder, like, a guy that's so.
He gave a really strong performance. So I know Evan said before, so we all agreed that the writing was lazy with respect to some of the jokes and some of the just cliched out crap that was in there. But what about the characters
like
and the acting?
Family Guy kind of thing. What about, a lot of it is Family Guy jokes, like where they'll cut away. It's a live action sort of that tone.
Yeah.
Cause it, with
sometimes it was that tone. Okay, other times it was like. It was like Marshall's dad died, and then suddenly we had serious episodes all of a sudden.
Well,
that's weird.
So did The Simpsons. The Simpsons had sad episodes.
Let's start out with Ted.
Okay.
Let's talk about Ted.
Okay. Shittiest character on the show.
Well.
Just the shittiest.
But yet, Ted, I don't know.
No.
I like
I
Ted.
Shittiest character.
Lily and Marshall were the heart of the show. Ted was just.
Yeah, okay.
Oh God,
man, that's pretty harsh.
Imagine that show. Imagine that. Just pluck Lily and Marshall out of that show. Ugh.
Well, that would
ugh. I wouldn't even give it a 5. Like they're a giant chunk of why I love, because Jason Segel. Okay.
Back up a second. Let's focus.
We're talking about Ted.
Ted first, and then we'll move to other characters. So Ted, to me, was the two-dimensional character of the show.
Just a paper, like a white paper.
He was just there for other characters to bounce off of him, to serve as
bong,
sort of
bong,
like
bong.
A,
oh, sorry.
He just served as sort of like a... platform for the other characters.
But he's the main character.
So what? He didn't do anything.
Is he?
Yeah.
He is the main character. I admit that.
I would say it's an ensemble show. Like, as much as it's How I Met Your Mother, I mean, he's
the focus of the show.
He's also narrating the show. I mean, technically, the actor is not.
It's from his perspective, the show is.
It never showed when he turned into Bob Saget. I was really disappointed. Like,
talk about Ted. Tell me, what about Ted bothers you?
No, it's an overarching thing with most, like, neurotic main character, you know, brown-haired main character sitcom guys. Just the aw shucks, like, mistakes that every one of them... Look at his stupid fucking haircut.
His haircut did suck throughout the whole thing.
Dumbass face, and it's just...
a few things about Ted... He was a sort of a Star Wars geek, right? He was an intellectual. He liked a lot of weird. He liked philosophy. He said that several times.
He
liked.
He doesn't exist in real life.
He doesn't.
There is nobody. No. With the weird flippity flabbity interests and. But like a lot of the problems I have with him are the problems I have with the overall shows is the problems I have with network sitcoms in general. It's the reason why if you look at our list and you look at like Friends or this, there's the biggest disparities on this list come with network sitcoms between Justin and like there's something about the like other world, like, cuz you're having to immediately accept and suspend some disbelief. Because you could poke holes in these fucking shows all day, Friends. And it's meant, you know, like we always mention the apartment with them, or even with these guys, the apartment they live in. They're like, "What a piece of shit!" I'm like, "It's a beautiful
in Manhattan
2-bedroom." No, let's list the amenities of that. One of the true main characters of the show, that dumbass apartment, where it's like they always just like Monica, and then we're all like, "Our silly." Floppy bloopy apartment. I'm like, that is like a half a million dollars or $1 million apartment.
Yeah, it's
like that is
$1 million.
But it was explained in Friends.
Oh, her grandma gave it to her.
Well, it was rent controlled because it was still in her grandma's name.
Of course. Of course, and the writers
this one, a beautiful two-bedroom apartment above a bar.
What about Joey and Chandler living across the hall? Was that explained?
Well,
it's been a while since I've watched Friends.
Well, I mean,
how did they afford that? Joey was a suffering actor.
Right, but Chandler was a data processor. I mean, he worked for a large corporate.
That's true.
Multinational corporation.
Well, let's focus on this show. Okay. How did I mean, in the beginning... my overarching point being, you can't really start poking too many holes through network sitcoms or you'll be poking all day. Because
we can't, I don't intend to poke hole. I think this is a shot at me a little bit, and I think I don't intend to poke.
No, no, I'm meaning like you have to accept that in these shows there's always
it's not realistic.
That guy. There's that guy. Like,
okay, so Ted is that guy, and you're saying he's living in a place he shouldn't be able to afford.
He's a flat,
he
blank
is working
canvas.
At, to be
for,
fair, Ted is working at like an architecture firm. And
what was that? Happy Days. He's Richie. Just sort of, hey, everyone. Everything's happening to me. Oh, shrug. Who's going to come help me? The Fonz is going to come help. Barney's going to go and do stuff. And then we're all helping Ted.
Part of the thing with...
It's about everyone reacting to do guy. And for all the woe is me,
Ted, if you think about Ted...
I never felt bad for Ted.
How many times does Ted score? I mean, how many times does Ted get what he wants? Like, throughout the whole show, if you really look at the guy... Yeah, he's very spoiled. He gets whatever he wants. He breaks up for like little
hurts
stuff.
Hurts people like real bad and kind of doesn't care.
Yeah. He makes fun of it
with his friends
afterwards.
He's as my question is why is that beautiful sweet couple friends with Barney and Ted? They're kind of the like even
well,
in the Bar- beginning
Barney
like
wasn't...
Marshall should have sh- Marshall and Lily should have shaken Ted off after college. Like what a baby-fied human being that they had to like coddle and take care of and pat his head, and he didn't give a lot in return.
Well, Ted,
his presence.
To be fair, the show very much heavily showed that Ted went out of his way for his friends.
He does
for his friends. I am not saying he's a good person in the context of dating or a lot of other things, but. For his friends, yeah, he went out of his way.
Now, when it comes to dating, he's pretty neurotic.
Not even neurotic, kind of like. That's where the meanness comes in. Some of the stuff he did to women was equally as harsh and like kind of like as Barney.
Except,
well, we'll get to Barney. But
like he with Karen, like he just on again off again, like he just kept going back to her. She was that, you know, Laura.
She was insane.
Over Victoria.
Now, Natalie, he made some mistakes.
Karen.
And Victoria. Oh, I love Victoria.
I didn't.
No?
That's one of the things that was weird for me is I wanted Ted to break up with Victoria. And when she came back, I was like, oh, God, please don't let this be their mom. I mean, Jesus, please.
I did like her, though.
I didn't like her. Right. I don't know why. Of course, we can talk about Robin later, but Robin. I like Robin.
Stella?
Nope.
You didn't like Stella? I
hate Stella.
That bitch.
Which one is Zoe? Is that the crazy one?
Zoe was the one with the captain. With
that's
Coop.
Zoe. Okay. Which one was the one that tried to like... Wasn't it... what's her name?
Jeanette was the crazy girl.
She was the...
Played by...
Completely insane.
Abby Elliott.
Oh, the thing about... I guess... Name me a time that Ted made you laugh.
Look at this Wikipedia.
Name me a time
that character's not supposed to necessarily make you laugh. Something that happens to them can make you laugh. Something that it's always in conjunction with something else. Like all the other characters have independently made you laugh. Ted rarely does.
When does his character
caveat near the end of the show where they got a little bit more Family Guy with some of the jokes where they would be like, what if? And then like... Then they slapped a few jokes onto Ted, like Ted with crazy hair, or Ted would. But in the beginning, it was very like Ted, and then Barney or somebody would scoot into the scene like Kramer and be like, whoa, and everyone would, ha, 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 like, that's.
So overall, Ted was, you feel like, the weakest character of the.
I'm not even weak. He's meant to be a little bit.
To be fair, he's meant to be sort of a blank slate character the others could bounce off of. I think the writers designed the character to be that way. And I don't necessarily think the actor is completely at fault here. I think it has a lot to do with the
writing. Of course, has
he
done anything else?
I saw him in a preview on BBC for something, but hardly anything.
I don't know. I mean, I just relate most to Ted. No, I'm just saying I relate most to Ted because he has that, you know, like destiny kind of romantic personality. He wants, you know, he feels like all these things are going to come together and he's going to find the one person that's right in the world for him. And I kind of get that. That's just how I've always been, though.
Which was the tone of the whole show, right?
Yeah.
Until the end.
Yeah.
Until the end.
But even at the end.
When they make the point that there's.
But even at the end, like I said.
Several people, I
guess. I take shows at face value. I watch them for what they are. And I don't dig too deep. And I really liked the ending because it did.
Let's go to other characters. We're going to talk about the ending because I got some stuff I want to run by y'all.
Robin Scherbatsky.
So Robin is a character I started to actually like more as the show went on.
Yeah.
She was more two-dimensional at the beginning of just a pretty girl. That then she started to become have a little more personality and flair.
And then she became an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. working directly for Nick Fury.
No, I definitely liked Robin more when she started screaming randomly.
Yeah. When she got sillier and let loose a little bit.
Like her hate for Patrice was hilarious.
Yeah. And I liked that she was more of a masculine pretty girl.
Yeah.
And they added that in there as a strong. She was a strong girl.
Whose dad was Leland?
Yeah, Leland Palmer. Daddy. Harsh dad.
Well, evil.
Evil dad.
Evil.
Evil dad.
Evil.
He had awful. Some redemption, though, as well.
Oh, yeah, in Hawaiian shirts and stuff.
Okay. She definitely didn't know what she wanted out of life. I mean, she did, but she thought there was more that she could have, I guess.
Well, and it's nice that they didn't, you know, it's like you don't have to have kids, get married and have kids.
But they kind of opened her up as the show went on. Like, you know, she was just a newscaster and that's all she focused on.
I mean,
was her career.
This show does sort of, I mean, I know there had to be some pre-planning, obviously, with the nature of the story, but they, like.
Okay, on that note, I will just say that I read after I finished the show, they had that last scene filmed from the get-go. Because those kids were the same kids. They filmed that like the second season or third season.
So they knew he was going.
They knew that he was
end up with Robin.
Correct. So, and that we can talk a little bit more about that after we finish with the character analysis. Because I think that
so really
is
the
part
show
of the weakness.
Does say that destiny doesn't. It's just like
I wouldn't go that far because he did meet this woman. He had a lovely time with her. They felt like they belonged together for the time that they were together.
Okay. Let's just go right to it. Let's cut to it.
No,
okay?
I mean, we can keep talking about characters. We can go back to that, but
I don't,
I'm just...
No, if we want to talk about that, I... Okay. Let's just... If we're going to divert... Because, look. Okay, Robin, blah, blah. We don't really have much to say about these characters. We don't. Barney. Barney's a... Let's
a
go
narcissist.
To
shithead and then a very cute couple that shouldn't be friends with any of these people.
And what happened in this Barney ties into what we're going to the ending and one of the main criticisms I have of this show
feel
and what
like
happened.
They just gave up.
Barney had developed
a little bit
sympathy and emotions that he didn't have at the beginning of the show, or he did and they were being masked by he was kind of trying to cover it up with sex and other things. And then they gradually season 6, 7, 8 made Barney a character that was starting to actually realize he had the capacity to love another woman and see a woman as a person.
Again, you got to remember, Barney wasn't always this Barney.
I know. It went back to those hippie days where it showed him with that girlfriend that left
him
and then he suited up.
Did he get his brother into wearing suits or did his brother... Like, that was always a little...
They at certain points, like after even after no, they showed him as like a hippie,
his brother was always kind of a jockey, like, you know, male who's trying to like compensate for his homosexuality.
Right.
So I think he was always that kind of cool guy. And Barney wasn't.
But if we could just talk, can we go back to Barney? I mean, Barney, when he started the show, he was just, yes, there was flashbacks to Barney before he suited up and became the Barney we knew from the get-go. But Barney, you have to admit, he was changing. Barney starts to develop. He starts to get better as a person. This is just a short version of this season 6, 7, and 8. And how he's dating Robin, and Robin's like, "Ooh, man, Barney's doing stuff that I never thought he could do," and he's basically becoming this person that seemed like you could actually get on board with. And then we go through season 9, all about the wedding. Now they made a conscious decision to make the wedding. They made season 9 all about the wedding between Barney and Robin, right? Correct. And it was all under the guise that Barney was a better person now, and Robin loved him for it, and they were perfect for each other. Robin and Barney both like cigars and scotch and, you know, similar tastes in a lot of different things, and they both liked casual sex before they were with each other and all the other things. And then suddenly, towards the very end of the show, may have been the fourth or third, maybe it was the second to last episode. Oh, 3 years later.
They just never mind.
They just announced.
They spent a season.
Oh, by the way, we got divorced. We got divorced.
In a really kind of stiff scene.
It was a weird scene. They're just on the couch, and it's kind of awkward, and they haven't seen each other in a while, and then they just say they get divorced, and then Barney goes back to where he was, or even worse than where he was season 1.
Just
he did
fucking
a
whores. Instead of fucking dirty whores.
Instead of
that's
a
what
perfect,
Barney does.
Instead of a perfect week, he went for a perfect month. And then
just fucking ladies,
he
happened, tricking him into fucking him.
And then he happened to get to knock a girl up, and then he didn't even want to go see the kid, and his friends had to force him to go see the kid. And
then
it's a
magic.
Cheap,
then he magically, magic. Man, he see. Like, listen, obviously we're three men. We don't have kids. None of us have children.
No,
and
listen.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you, Taylor. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
We don't have kids, but, and yes, there's this sense of like, oh, it's my kid, but if you're scared, it's not just seeing it, it's only going to make you more scared. If he truly was like, I don't give a shit, that shit is bogus, like, if he was scared instead of like, fuck that, it would have been made more sense to me. But the fact he was just like, no, I don't give a fuck. I don't want it. And then it was just like, whoa. Like, if he was just scared of being a dad or something, would be less jarring than him just going, I don't give a fuck. Oh, never mind. Hello. This is everything I've ever wanted. It's like the emotional journey with him. I was like, I'm getting married. We're getting divorced. Now I'm going to fuck everybody. And then a baby. Bitch is my world. But then he still is kind of a man whore,
and you can't help but feel the writers toss that in to just make it make sense with the fact that from the get-go Robin and Ted were going to end up together, and they needed a way. They wanted to develop Barney and Robin a lot together, and they made them a very likable couple, so much so that the audience was not ready to accept a divorce after a fucking season devoted to their wedding. And I did not accept that.
But it almost feels like the baby was added in to give Barney, because it's
some
like,
sort of redemption.
Or just
a cheap way to give
just
him
something. Because something, yeah. Think of how dark his storyline feels like if they didn't give him a kid. It's just like, we're getting a divorce and, oh, I'm just going to go back to fucking everyone on Earth alone.
Even though we've established I do get real sad. Yay! It's like,
yeah, he wasn't happy. No. It was clear that he wasn't happy with that lifestyle. The show made that abundantly
clear.
That
means he's not happy anywhere. What a tortured character.
Which, and Justin, what do you chime in here? I mean, what do you think? I mean, I don't think there's much of a case that can be made that this was a sort of a fuck up on the show part. The show's part with Barney.
He was the freezer that Robin's steak was in.
I don't know what they could have done differently, because if he didn't have a kid and he was living this life that we knew made him miserable, then you just assume at the end he commits suicide
or
something.
But he keeps doing that life even with the kid. They establish that, don't they? That he's still like Barney.
No, they actually tried to imply he didn't, because Lily thought he was going to go hit on that girl, those two girls at the bar. But he was actually telling them to go home to call their parents. But see, I just feel that was cheap. I just felt that was just a last minute thing.
His whole personality just gone.
That was a last minute thing to try to save the character. But you can't in 5 minutes, which is what they did, try to make the character have some sort of redemption. I feel, and they showed that it took seasons to get the redemption we were all looking for in Barney. And then they just tossed it out the window. Okay. And yeah, there may have been no way to get...
What was the alternate
Justin ending? Justin has a point. There was no way they could have done anything
What
different.
Was the alternate ending? I didn't watch it.
It was just happy bullshit.
They just ended up, you know...
Together without the wife or what?
No, the wife
Barney
didn't
and,
die.
And Barney and Robin stayed together.
Yeah.
That's the only change? Ted's story is still the same?
No,
Ted...
Ted and their mother... Stay together forever,
and Robin and Barney stay together. What? And they did that afterwards, after everybody got all pissed off.
It was an outcry, I think, from what I read. And then when they released the Blu-ray or DVD,
it's just simpler. Listen, it's like we keep saying, it's not a deep show. Why not go for the obvious ending?
They should have, but
why
I think
just go for the obvious.
Well,
and just let it be happy.
And that's
and
what
end.
I'm conflicted about, because I think I texted Justin after he sent me that, and I said, I don't like that ending either.
Yeah.
like goddamn, you could say that with almost every network sitcom, though.
The truth is I think they started to veer off course, actually, at least two or three seasons before they got to the last season.
Parks and Rec is the only one I can think of that had,
it's not
like
a sitcom.
Well, I'm just saying, like, network, funny network
oh, okay,
show.
Network.
Funny network shows. Why do so many of them end on a fucking downer? In one way or another? Friends, why did it have to be about them leaving? Why couldn't they have just faded out on them at the coffee shop and...
You know another...
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that it was bad or wrong or anyway. I'm just saying, like, why did they all inevitably try and do that? We're like, we have to have, like... We're all leaving and it's over. Like, Parks and Rec, Parks and Rec didn't really do that. They went out with, like, fireworks.
Yeah,
like,
they did. But they did it well.
But everyone ended up,
everyone
like, separating.
But everyone succeeded. Oh, well, no, it's true. Ron and fucking her made me cry to death. Like, when Ron went, this land is yours to walk, Ron Swanson. Thank you, Leslie Knope. I was just like, yeah. Like, why do they all do that? These hilarious shows that bring us so much joy are just like, and it's over and it's sad and we're splitting up and they're gone and they're out. You're already like heartbroken because it's like, they're out of my life now. I'm done. My
and then
window
they,
on.
They get a hammer and beat it into you.
Like are you already?
Not only
are
that,
are you already sad that all of your friends are going away?
Maybe one of them will die.
Well,
now
look at. Oh,
hey,
they're all
hey! Remember that character we just introduced that we've been waiting to introduce you to for 8 seasons, and then you make her somewhat likable. Well, guess what? She just died from an undisclosed illness in the hospital right at the end of the show, and
probably
all of that build up is now gone. All
right. I'm going to count to three, and on the fourth beat, say what you think she died of. One, two, three. Breast cancer. Did you say breast cancer?
I said cancer.
Cancer?
I was thinking cancer.
Cancer, right? Like, I was just like, oh, she died of breast cancer. It's breast
no,
sad.
She died of the
sad,
hiccups.
Sad, suffering breast cancer.
She died of the hiccups. It was foreshadowing Marshall's dreams.
Ha-ha. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! Breast cancer. What?
I don't think they realized... That the audience was... did y'all connect with the mother?
I loved. Yeah. I thought she was adorable.
Me too. So I don't think they.
Here's the thing. I didn't at ever any point feel that Ted and Robin were a good fit for one another.
They weren't. And the show heavily implied that she belonged with Barney.
Yep.
They never they established firmly that they shouldn't be together. And if that was the fucking plan from the beginning, what were they doing? They could have made her, but it almost, I feel like they tried to make it seem, and then it led to them splitting up and Barney and her getting together. And it's like, so you sit for like 90% of that show going, yeah, they're not good for one another.
Yeah. And
then they invent the perfect woman for who they've established Ted Mosby is.
Right.
So why not just why not just end the show with him and her happy with their fucking kids? Instead of these kids like, dad. Like, and here's the other thing. The Harry Pottering bullshit they did at the end to make them look old. Like, as a fan of Harry Potter, dressing up a bunch of 21-year-olds to look like 50-year-olds is a little dumb and a sort of a floppy way to end a fantastic movie. The emotional, like, punch of, like, Ted and Robin, kid and kid. They were just, like, with the gray, the lame. They were, like, 30-year-olds and trying to, we're 60. No, you're not. That never works. It always looks flat and dumb. And it's, like,
I hated Robin's hair in that
It was a bridge too far. It's, like, so many things had to happen. The big, he got, like, the beautiful way they had him meet her at the end. Why not just let it be the story of how he met their fucking mother?
Did you also notice at the end that Robin was back in her old apartment that she was in from the beginning of the show?
With the dogs.
Like, how does that happen?
And isn't she supposed to be super fucking famous? Shouldn't she have a big, beautiful house? Anyway. no, because they did that just because they could do the
so
same
thing. They could do the blue French
thing,
horn.
Blue French horn
to
thing.
To make it go back to that very first episode.
The true love story in that fucking show has nothing to do with those three awful fuck faces. Lily and Marshall are the best.
So whenever there was that scene,
they could have their own sitcom.
Whenever Robin was rooming with Ted, this was after their first breakup, right? I guess their only breakup. They kind of had sex again for a while, but then they stopped. Ted's on the couch with her, and he tells her, I love you. This was probably late season 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I know Evan's reaction. Your reaction was probably my reaction. Like, oh, please God, Ted, don't say it. Oh, what are you doing? Oh God. Because at that point in the show, they've completely made it clear that they don't belong together.
I think of Ted as Zach Braff in Scrubs. He's kind of that same character where he just, like, makes the wrong choice. He knows in his head he's supposed to be making a certain choice, and he makes the opposite one.
Why is it always a brunette male? Think about it. Think about so many sitcoms with just the neurotic brunette male lead. There's a bunch.
I don't really watch sitcoms.
I'm just saying, though, there's a bunch. Usually if it's a lead male, they're a brunette man, like brunette dude, just neurotic. Like, oh,
Ross.
I'm making all the wrong decisions.
Yeah, Ross is a perfect example.
Friends was like just they had brother, sister, two dum-dums, and the two good-looking people. Dunk, dunk, dunk. They all mirrored one. I've always looked at, like, they always mirrored one another. Like, that was a weird, like, that. Friends stands out because
Ross was the traditional formula.
That's but
Ross
sure.
continued to make bad choices.
Yeah, just a dumb. Oh, no. The oh, no guy. Ted. Ross.
Oh, Ted.
Fucking Adam Scott. Fucking Ben.
Dr. Dorian.
Oddly enough, when I think about it, I mean, there was a part of me that really wanted Ted to get with Robin. Was that the case for anyone?
I didn't like the way they were together.
I didn't like the way they were later in the show. So you're saying that you never wanted Robin to go back with Ted?
No.
In fact, I like the idea that, and even if she you left in Barney and her getting a divorce, and this is okay. Here's my perfect scenario. Wife does not die. Okay. Stays with Ted. They are happy. That's How I Met Your Mother. Boom. Isn't she lovely? Isn't it? We've spent seasons building up to the, honestly, I perfectly executed him meeting her.
Yeah.
The journey of Ted finding her, all the girlfriends and stuff. Very well done. I liked that.
Okay.
I would be fine with Robin and Barney getting a divorce. If that had to be in there, that's fine. Because I kind of like the idea of Robin just being an independent lady and being the aunt to Ted and cutesy girls' kids.
Except she didn't want to be alone.
She wasn't. She had Ted's kids, and she stayed a super good. And it's a neat message about platonic male and female friends. I really liked that. Like, because I have a platonic ex-wife friend, and I liked seeing that. And then it's like, oh, but never mind. We're just going to blue French horn each other. Like, I didn't like that. So I would have had her stay an awesome independent lady globetrotting and fill the, because they established all the kid drawings and stuff. She obviously filled the loneliness void in her by carting around Ted's kids. They loved the shit out of her. So she didn't have to have kids, and she would have been an independent, strong role model lady. And I liked, and Barney, like, honestly, I would have just nixed the entire baby thing and just let Barney be the awful stereotype he is. Because he was a character you liked, despite the fact he was an awful human being. So just let him be that. Just let him be that. Well, don't muddy the water with a fucking baby. And
well, what if you went? What
there.
If you went back? I mean.
You establish he's a dirtbag.
Couldn't it have been a wedding with some? Why did it have to be Robin and Barney? I mean, maybe they shouldn't have had that wedding with them two. Because that's the thing is, I think they kind of screwed up with that.
I mean,
if they were going to have them divorce, I mean, don't make it their wedding that we have to spend 20 episodes watching, all for it to fall apart the very next episode.
It was a weirdly paced last.
You have to
season.
Also remember that. They flash forward to that wedding in season 2, I believe.
You know what the main thing I don't like about
remember?
The wedding? Yeah, it's true.
I Met Your Mother at a wedding. Remember that scene where him and Marshall, Ted and
outside.
Marshall, outside drinking a beer outside of the church? That's back in season 2 or 3. It was really early.
I still feel like that was like, they left it blank, though. They didn't show, if they needed to change.
Yeah, they could have changed
who that wedding was for, they could have. They did a lot of that. Even some of the if you really look at like the kids talking, even that some of it, like they left themselves a little bit of wiggle room.
They could have changed a lot. See, I feel like they underestimated how much the audience was going to fall in love with the mother and see how perfect she was for Ted, and then I feel like they underestimated that the audience wasn't going for Ted and Robin. They were going for Barney and Robin the whole time. So, yeah, you're going to piss the audience off whenever you do that.
I think they thought about it a lot, and I think that you guys aren't the majority.
Probably not.
You know, like, I have something up here.
But
you
know my legitimate complaint about the last season? The way it was structured, the number one thing that made this show, just like Friends, a great show was the interactions of the characters together. And the last season of this How I Met Your Mother, they're barely in this. Like Jason Segel, who's like one of the best, he's barely there.
You changed your tone though. You really liked the last season.
But when I think back on it, I wanted more of him and them
all
together. I liked the way the story was told, but I didn't like that most of them weren't in the same room together for like 90% of the season. That was a little, that'd be like, I mean, imagine like if they did that with Friends, something you love. Like, imagine if they just like Monica and whatever, they were like, oh, Monica lives in France and she's going to Skype in on an iPad. Like, I don't know. And like
I think they were playing
fourth
to the time.
Last season, episode.
I think they were playing to the times. I mean,
I guess
that's how people communicate. You know,
just,
when they're away.
Know. I just, I, that was something I noticed. So when I look back, I'm like, they really weren't like a. With each other.
I wanted to say that on that note, Justin, how you said that we're not in the majority. I wanted to say that maybe for the whole season, you're right. But what do you think? What do y'all think the last episode of How I Met Your Mother? What do you think the rating is on IMDb?
Let the dogs out. The last season?
Last episode.
No, last episode of probably, the last season.
Probably, I'm going to say 60. Unusually low. I'm going to say a 6.
Not too far off. It was a 5.7.
Oof. How is
and,
that?
And the episode and the episode before that was 6.9, so that was a two-part episode. And then the third to the last episode was a 9. And that was the wedding. That was the wedding. The 9 was the wedding with Robin and Barney. So the audience liked... My point that I'm trying to make is the audience liked Robin and Barney together. And the minute that they revealed the... completely revealed that the mom was going to die, that she did die, and that Robin and Barney divorced, the audience did not like
that.
How
do you know it's all based on Barney and Robin, though? It's not all based on Barney and Robin.
Well, I happened to read quite a few of the reviews on IMDb as well, and they had a very similar outlook that I did about Barney's character arc, and that the showrunners ruined him.
Yeah.
Because they basically took all of the good qualities they were adding to Barney, and they got rid of him.
I don't think they should have added any good qualities to him in the first place.
Hey, screw the divorce. The divorce isn't necessarily the problem. The problem is they developed the character and then they threw it out the window.
Would you have been happier if they would have just left him alone? Like Fonz. Yeah. Like the Fonz. Like the Fonz was a weird, goofy character, but it stayed good, like fresh, because they kept it in the egg. You know what I mean? They kept it in the Tupperware container. They never altered the formula of a...
Well, then they shouldn't have had... So they should have
just left Barney as, like, vaginas are cool and just let him be window dressing.
Or Robin and Barney do get divorced, but they also show him meeting someone that's really right for him.
She was right for him, according to the show.
Or let the stripper girlfriend have been better and let him get with her. They just...
There you go.
Overcomplicated.
Evan just touched on something. Yes, we probably all three in the audience does not like the stripper girlfriend with Barney. But if they would have made her a likable character, then I think that would have been a good idea.
Why does it always have to be another bridge beyond? Like, we kept saying in the beginning, why couldn't it just be How I Met Your Mother? And this is the wonderful character, and we're married and have the two kids that he's talking to. And, well, surprise, Barney and Robin are together. The end.
You got to ask yourself,
was it not that? Why did it have to be, and they divorced. Oh, and there's a stripper. And then Barney has a magic revelation about wanting to be a dad. And also Robin, then later on the kids that he's talking to, he tells him to go meet. It's like, okay, and then what? And then what else? What next? What else? There's also a subplot about his son getting hit by a car. Like
did you at all that last scene with Ted and Robin getting together that didn't do anything for either one of y'all?
It really didn't. It felt Justin, like it just felt like what a weird appendix.
That last scene, how close to the very, very, very end of the show where the kids finally start talking and then Ted's like gets permission to ask Robin out by the kids. Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, I love that.
They should rename
the whole show. Because I feel like at that point...
That's the simple way to do it.
Because I feel like at that point, it's been long enough, obviously. I don't know how long it's been between when she died and that point. I
think they said 7 years or something.
Yeah. Years.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, Ted's at a place where he can probably start to feel okay about dating. And that's obviously why he's telling the story, even though he might not realize it. But that's why he's telling the story.
Maybe, here's an idea, maybe part of the problem isn't necessarily what happened, it's how it was told. Maybe if they would have made devoted at least 12 to 13 episodes to the mother and Ted and Barney and Robin falling apart.
Squeeze it into the last four.
And made the wedding maybe just a 4-episode, 5-episode thing.
They wasted a season on something.
I mean, they could have squeezed in.
Honestly, you know what they could have done? They could have done a Parks and Rec thing where the last 3 episodes were the future. And they could have.
Well, they kind of did.
Why don't they just call.
I don't know about that.
I mean, a lot of
that. Well, that's true. They did do that.
In a different way. Because it always started in the future as a flashback, right? But they finally caught up to present. Yeah. So you're right. It wasn't the same. But
I think, Ted and Robin are both single. They're both middle-aged, or a little older than middle-aged. But they're at a point in their life where they're like, why not,
To be fair, Evan, the only thing that Robin and Ted really had that didn't work was the kid thing. And so at that point, it made sense in that way because so Ted wanted kids.
The show should be called... Listen, the easiest way to fix everything is just to add to the title. It's How I Met Your Mother and also the lady I fuck in my 50s.
You got to just call the show How I Met the Lady I Fuck After Your Mother Died of Breast Cancer.
Because honestly, the kids made that point in that last scene. Like, they did. You've been talking mostly about Robin this whole freaking time. I think part of the reason why we're criticizing the show so much is because there are lots of parts of it that we like a lot.
A lot.
And it's an easy show to watch. Like, I can sit there and watch, and it doesn't, you know, it's easy to watch. It doesn't take a lot of focus or attention.
Would you watch it again?
I don't know.
It's
hard.
Your silence says volumes, Taylor.
Yeah, it's hard to say I'd watch that show again knowing how it ends. And having to watch again
seasons. A satisfying ending really affects how and when I if I want to watch something. Like Parks and Rec has just a fantastic ending.
Yeah.
So much silliness. I like that they included a lot of irreverent silliness in the, like, Jerry.
I think part of the problem is like, with the rewatches, you know that first episode when he's given the blue French horn and all that, you know, that isn't just a tangent. That's it.
If I watched it again, it would be for the jokes, not for the story.
And I think in that way, it would almost be liberating watching it again because you would just... I think I'd be okay just watching it for the jokes.
Watch it again for Marshall and Lily because those two characters made me laugh more than anything.
And let's go back to that because that's another... We're talking strengths of the show now because we just criticized it to hell. And it doesn't desert... Obviously, our ratings are in the set. Justin's at a 9 and Evan and I are in the mid-7s here. So we don't hate the show.
I love a good... A sort of weird original studio sitcom. The difference between The Office and Parks and Rec and this and Friends. There's not a whole lot of these anymore that are any good. You know, you have a lot of 2 and a Half Men out there where it's just like
garbage. Just complete garbage that's not even worth talking about.
Stinky, worthless, don't watch it garbage. Like
this had a lot of the crummy sex jokes and lazy sex writing, but it also included a lot of heartfelt stuff, some good acting, like Evan said, between the characters of Marshall and Lily.
And they were just lucky to have Jason Segel.
No, they were.
Like, he could have easily told this show at some point, like, I'm kind of a movie star, I'm going to leave.
And to be fair, I mean, you can't really...
Neil Patrick Harris went from... Neil Patrick Harris, he was in fucking Harold and Kumar. To like, oh shit, he's super famous in the middle of this too. So he could have been like,
but this show is part of the reason why, because he does a really great job in the show.
Yeah, if you think about it, he's acting really well in this show, being who he is.
Yep,
that's true.
Acting like the misogynistic straight guy, he's a gay guy.
Uh-huh. He's a family must be man. Hard. He's like a family man.
Mm-hmm. So, in that respect. I feel, and it had some silliness to it, and it had some levity to it. It also had some serious moments, like Marshall and Lily breaking up for a bit. It had Marshall's dad dying.
It had a lot of embellishments and exaggerations,
mm-hmm.
But
it also had those moments where a lot of clever stuff, like
Guy moments,
like the YouTube I sent y'all, where the future Barney, future Ted, yep. And
I have to cut my sandwich in half.
And they,
I was going to try. And
they basically have a scene there where Ted was all alone for the whole evening, but they ended that episode on a high note.
Yeah, that episode
and it made it a very strong episode.
Yeah, it was really emotional though, like when you realize that he's there alone,
and you understand, and I can relate to that. Okay, I've been alone most of my adult life, so. You understand. Mm-hmm. I can understand that feeling that Ted had. Yep. I mean, when you got your friends are married or with couples, it's difficult. And so
I have that feeling a lot, guys.
Sorry, man.
On the weekends.
Sorry. But that moment, there were some really high points of the show like that moment was one of them I felt I liked. I think they got, you know, Neil Patrick Harris can sing. He's fun. And there were several musical numbers in the show just randomly
nothing
that pop
suits
out.
Nothing me like a suit.
It's fun. They did a good job with some of that. And it was sort of innovative in a lot of ways. And with between that and the flashing forward, flashing back, and like the goat in the bathroom. How long did we have to wait for that? Like
a long
two seasons.
Time.
But it was okay. It was like, or, I like that they keep throwing some of that stuff in there.
Or Marshall, like, I can jump that far.
Right.
It took you forever to get there. But when you got there, it was like real satisfying. You're like, okay, we're here. All right. One of my favorite episodes, though, was the Swarly episode. When you get his name wrong on the coffee cup, everyone starts calling him Swarly. Swarls Barkley. Swarheely.
It's the Halloween, the fucking stupid Hanging Chad costume. That was always made me chuckle. And then, like, to have the pumpkin girl just end up to be just another shitty date.
Yep.
It's like, cool.
I guess they had, yeah. So there was a lot of great stuff in the show.
A lot of great guest stars.
A lot of great moments. And
yeah, I hadn't really thought about that before. I kind of wish they had left Barney in a bubble. He didn't need to end up with anybody. They should have never written Robin to end up with him. Like, I like the idea that, no. Like, prove with Ted, because of the hope being a hopeless romantic, ends up with the love of his life, has two beautiful kids. Yay. And establish with Robin and Barney, have them divorce, and prove, hey, some people are better and stronger on their own. You know what I mean? People can be strong on their own. And let Barney keep being a lady's vagina guy, and let her be a strong, successful news lady, and let, so you have, you know what I mean? That's okay.
They could have had Barney's character arc stay as he generally was, but
Fonzie didn't become a lawyer or anything at the end of Happy Days. Like, Fonzie stayed Fonzie until the end.
There was those moments with where Barney gave the charity. They could have,
he's a good guy,
played into that more instead of had him be in a relationship and go with Robin. I think that's where they went wrong. It was when they made them too right for each other, and then they just severed it. And I think if they wanted to make it to where Robin was actually going to end up with Ted, then make Robin a little bit more relatable to Ted. Don't make her this person that
scotch drinking.
Right. Don't make her the ideal woman for Barney. I mean, don't do that.
But that strikes me as kind of that like week to week sitcom writing where they had a rough skeleton of how they wanted the show to generally maybe end. They probably had a few different plans, but as they, you know, closed in on it, they still were, it felt like they were writing week to week and filling time with, you know, the baby for Barney and whatever, like the padding.
They were scrambling. Like, in my opinion, that last season, they were scrambling.
I liked the last season, but I think they could have used that structure of the over the course of the wedding, not the whole season, but a few episodes.
Because there was a lot of filler.
But it'd be a healthy three-parter wedding. You know what I mean?
With the big moments of Ted meeting the mom.
And
it would have been fine. They didn't need to build it like that. And I think if they would have done that, that would have given them more time to explore a different way to go. And that's what it's really all about is the ending, isn't it? Because if the ending was strong, we wouldn't be, at least Evan and I wouldn't be arguing
I think they could
about
have
it as much.
Dedicated five episodes to the mother because, you know, there would have been an episode for each, how she met each character. Like they did throughout the whole season.
Right.
And that's how Lily met your mom. And that's how, you know.
If they were going to go the route they were going to go, they needed to spend a little bit more time showing why Ted belonged with Robin.
They so successfully executed the mom, it made just no sense. The whole killing her off thing, I just don't get it. I don't get the instrument. It's like they executed perfectly. You fell in love with her. She was perfect for him. I love the little caveat that they never really got married. They got married later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Just they were an unusual couple, and it came in a way that Ted didn't really expect. And then, oh, and she died of cancer. And it's like, the deflated feeling, it shows it in the ratings on IMDb. People were like, why? Why?
It's almost like David Lynch came in at the end and said, let me throw a wrench.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Or, yeah, no, that's, yeah, because Lynch would have made it good. Let's face that. Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan throwing a stupid, needless twist in that.
He died of cancer.
It didn't need to happen that way. And yeah, there was something about it that I liked in that I felt it was realistic in a way.
I just didn't.
People do die. People do die. That does happen.
People do get divorced.
But I'm watching How I Met Your Mother, okay?
See, the divorce didn't bother me. Like I'm established, I would keep the divorce. The divorce is fine. But
the divorce was fine if the wedding had been 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah.
It was not fine if they spent the whole season on the wedding. No, I don't think the divorce was fine after all that. I just don't. I'm sorry. But in general, sure, divorce, that would have been okay if they would have done it a different way instead of the abrupt announcement after 20 episodes.
Not the end of the fucking world and people can be on their own. And then leave Ted and Lady as, oh, look, people fall in love. Sometimes, you know, that happens too. The way they did it, it's like, I don't know.
Well, we got 2 minutes to an hour, so final thoughts. Too.
Final thoughts are that it was a show that it's a show that I felt was innovative with its editing and innovative with some of the character interactions and how they showed how things ended up, but it misfired the last season, in particular the last 2 or 3 seasons. They ruined Barney's character because of that last bit of the show, and that's where it gets the negative points for me. Otherwise, it would be more of a well-executed sitcom that I would... I have a hard time recommending it because of what happens at the end. But I would tell people, I would recommend it. This is my last word I'll say. I would recommend it with the warning that it doesn't end very well to a lot of people.
It just ends clunkily.